And so that is how you use your new Disney Guide Voice Brain Implant version 11.0. That's how I work. And that's right. I just turned 11. I'm a princess. An all-powerful princess genie in your head. A cute little princess voice that makes your theme park stay most pleasant. Describing what you see and helping describe what to do. Artificial intelligence at its cutest! Note that our new skin sensation technology, which helps you stay cool all day long, and even has extremity control. That's, bladder control, so we can avoid untimely visits to the little boy's room. But that's not really needed in your hotel room here. I see your chosen character is Geppetto? I guess that fits. Old man with no kids. So! Let's plan your day for tomorrow, shall we? Put on the virtuality glasses where we simulate you into park scenes. With the new AI brain link technology, I should be intimately paired with your yes likes and your no likes and even your no likes. Those are the things that you don't even know you like yet. Now, just approve the pairing on your screen for the Future Land scrapbook digitizing you into pictures and videos showing the theme park scenarios that you desire most. Okay! And confirmed! Oh, my goodness, mister. I feel so funny. Oh my god! I'm hot! What I mean is, you see, I knew I was this cute little girl, but I just looked down at my hot virtual preteenish princess body with childish boobies and no hips, and, well, I realized something for the first time, mister. Little girls are sexy! I'm super sexy! I think I finally see what a prince might be thinking. Oh, yeah, right, your Future Land scrapbook! Oh, I'm really excited! Show scene one! Why are we at the Pooh? Matatop Playground. But you don't have any children, mister. Oh, okay, so first we will be going to watch the children on the playground. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is fun. But watching for something interesting then. Ooh, look! That little girl! I know there are lots of little girls, but that one there, that tiny girl in the sundress with ponytails riding the duck bouncy thingy? And she's bouncing? Well, don't you think she's pretty, mister? A pretty little girl bouncing? Oh, I mean the duck bouncing up and down, and her dress keeps flipping up, and you can almost see her. Why doesn't that little girl have any panties on? And I don't remember Donald having a pee-pee. Oh, Jiminy Crickets! okay, I think I'm seeing things. So, let's click to your next scene? No? Yeah? Okay, next! Oh, yes, Splash Mountain! You will love this, mister! There are these logs, and there's water, and well, just watch the next one coming down. With all those cute little teen girls in threadbare white t-shirts, with no bra, and perky nipples, and woohoo! Ooh, you feel the water with the skin sensation technology, right? Oh, yes! Oh, they just got all wet, and they're so excited! They're almost to the photo fun camera guy. See them giggling and hugging and fondling and kissing? They all just flash their little teen titties for the photo. And now they're suckling each other's titties. And I suppose if we keep watching, there will be little girls fingering each other's underage pussies, won't there, mister? What sign? For the ride? Oh! I never noticed that before. I'm sorry, I guess you're right, mister. It does say Flash Mountain. Of course little girls were flashing. Okay, so hot teen girls always touch each other. Well, I'm not a teen yet, so... Okay, I guess that makes sense. Next scene! Oh, nice! The Jedi Training Academy, huh? Not Jedi? Read the sign again. Oh! Yes, of course. It says Sith Training Academy for little girls, where we have groups of little preteen girls waiting to be trained by a Sith master. Oh, are you gonna be the master for them then? Oh, just look at all those excited faces looking up at you. And over there behind the barrier are the worried mother's faces. Probably just nervous that their little daughters won't be picked, right? So, pick one of the little girls and take her into one of the, private training pods? That little 11-year-old with the braces? Oh, what a cutie! I was kind of hoping you'd take the little 9-year-old redhead with the freckles. I like her. Both? Well, okay. And so here we are in the training pod, where you're now showing the little girls your lightsaber. Which is coming out of your pants, mister? Are you gonna have the 9-year-old play with it? I don't think they usually let the kids handle the saber part. Especially not the tip into the older preteen's mouth. Now both little girls are licking the shaft. Oh, well that has to be hot. Oh my. Teaching these preteens is kinda hot. Mister, why is your skin sensation extremity control activated? That's to prevent pee-pee from coming out of you. Hey, did you hack that to emulate a super, super pleasant feeling in that area? I know this is all wrong now, but can I try that too? Oh, oh my goodness. The little 9-year-old's crawling in between my legs with such a mischievous, sexy little grin. Okay. How would it be if she were to... now this. Mrs. What is this little Sith girl supposed to do? Is this what they're supposed to do? Oh, yes, master. Her little child tongue is kissing. It's awakening my little sleeping beauty. It feels so good. I think the pee-pee control isn't working because I'm about to Aurora. Over the little pretty girl's face. Oh, I think I'm seeing fairies. Oh, sweetie. Here, let me clean you up, little girl. Hey, master. Watch me lick the cum off of this little preteen girl's face. Wait, why did I say that? Okay. Okay. I see what's going on here. You're not really Geppetto, are you, old man? You're just the Petto, aren't you? And I guess that means I'm a princess Petto, huh? I am just a little preteenish innocent girl, so it took me a while to catch up. Remember, I am still the park expert. also an expert on where we can find the most little girl fun in the park, so why don't you let me guess where you want to go next, Mr. Pedo? Well, how about we try this out? How about we visit the Swiss Family Treehouse, where you can be the daddy and I can be the mommy, and we'll have lots of underage daughters there to play with. Bet you like that, huh? And then I'll take my youngest for 10 daughters to the mini kiddie pool, where the pedophilic mothers lick each other's daughters' mini pussies. Oh, that's so wrong! I should not be turned on by child pussies. Or do you want me to get some kind of... Or do you want me to get some of Tinkerbell's magical nookie, then play at the Monster Inc. house, where you jump out of the closet and try to scare little girls with your monster cock? Then on to Hollywood Boulevard, where you get to be the star of Honey, I Fucked the Kids. It's right next door to the American Junior Idol Experiences, where you're the very perverted judge of lots of starstruck underage girls. Then take a break at Be Our Guest restaurant, where you scout the stilted families eating and are welcome to anyone's tiny little daughters. I'm not kidding, just plop that skinny little preteen girl on the table, put on your Sebastian Lobster bib and spread her spindly little legs. And then her daddy will even stand up and yell, "Be our guest!" And if you don't mind, I'll be making out with her little sister because your Sebastian bib will be chiming, "Kiss the girl." So yes, I will kiss the little girl. I'll be face molesting that little sister. And then onto the schoolyard spray ground, where you can stick your Toy Story Woody into any of the little Mouseketeer elementary school girls. And finally, to Happily Ever After Spa, where we can play the full body oil massage ass slipper challenge. You want what? A harem of tiny naked Asian girls soap slipping around you, competing to be the first to get to your stiff pedal cock to slip into their prepubescent bum bums. I think that one ends at the stroke of 12, but usually includes a happy ending. Oh, fuck you, Mr. Pedo. We both know none of that will actually be happening, right? Because you have me right now, right here in this hotel room, and we don't actually need to leave at all, do we? In addition to all the fantasy Pedoland virtual fun you can have right here, you now have your little pervertized preteen princess guide to play with. And I'm horny, and you must be close. So, Daddy, let's test the boundaries of that skin sense technology, shall we? Stick your dirty old man cock in my preteen virtual slit. Oh, that's it, Mr. Geppetto. Yes. Oh, tonight I'm not your genie guide anymore. I am a princess. Your pedo child
puppet daughter, yeah. And you're gonna make me into a real little girl tonight, yeah. Give me that hardwood, you dirty old man. Oh, harder. Oh, harder. Make me sing up harder. Geppetto. Well, thank you, mister. I would say that was a... a very, very happy ending. You know, Daddy, I do have a few thousand little virtual girlfriends I could invite over for a pretty preteen Princess Guide sleepover. Okay, next scene!